Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump capped off the second night of the Republican National Convention, expressing sympathy for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the unchecked coronavirus pandemic here in the country. Speaking from the White House newly renovated Rose Garden Tuesday, the First Lady extended her gratitude to the healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19. The pandemic has killed more than 178,000 people here in the United States and infected more than 5.7 million others, with both figures the highest for any country across the globe. President Trump's handling of the crisis has been uneven, threatening his re-election chances on November 3rd against Democrat Joe Biden. Hurricane Laura gaining intensity as it heads towards the U.S. Gulf Coast region. More than a half million people along the coastal regions of Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate. The U.S. National Hurricane Center expect Hurricane Laura to strengthen to a major Category 3 hurricane as it makes its way over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico before reaching landfall around the upper areas of Texas and southwest Louisiana late Wednesday into early Thursday. Hurricane Center said the storm could bring up to 30 centimeters of rain to some parts of Louisiana and Texas. The Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and Texas Governor Greg Abbott both issuing emergency declarations for their respective states. In addition to the mandatory evacuation orders in the low-lying regions of Texas and Louisiana, a voluntary evacuation has also been issued for the city of Houston. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. One person has been shot and killed during a third consecutive night of protests in the Midwestern U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, over the shooting of a black man by police on Sunday. The victim was one of several people who were shot and wounded as protests stretched through Tuesday night into early Wednesday. Tuesday's violent protest came hours after the father of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot in the back Sunday, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. Police have only said they were responding to a domestic dispute before the shooting, but it's unclear if Blake was involved. The family is reportedly planning to file a lawsuit against the officers involved in the shooting. Israeli attack helicopter struck Hezbollah observation posts along the Lebanon border overnight, Tuesday into Wednesday, after shots were fired at Israeli troops operating in the area. The Israeli military claimed on Wednesday that no Israeli forces were wounded and that there were no immediate reports of casualties or major damage in Lebanon. Israel has been bracing for a possible attack by the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah since an Israeli airstrike killed a Hezbollah fighter in neighboring Syria last month. The sentencing for the New Zealand mosque shooter is set for Thursday in a Christchurch court. Australian white supremacist Brendan Harris Tarrant killed 51 worshippers at two mosques during the March 2019 attacks. Tarrant pleaded guilty in March to 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and one count of terrorism, the first terrorism conviction in New Zealand's history. He could become the first person in New Zealand to be sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole, the toughest sentence available. The Trump administration says it strongly objects to Turkey's recent hosting of two leaders of Hamas, which the United States regards as a terrorist group. Turkey is dismissing the U.S. criticism, declaring the legitimate representative of Hamas, who came to power after winning democratic elections in Gaza and is an important reality of the region, as a terrorist will not be of any contribution to efforts for peace and stability in the region. The U.S. says this is the second time since February Turkey has played host to the Hamas leaders. And finally, Jamaican Olympic medalist Usain Bolt says he's self-quarantining after testing positive for the coronavirus following a party celebrating his 34th birthday. He was seen on video not wearing a mask or practicing social distancing. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.